right, so I'm here with two organizers from Solidarity Across Borders, and could you maybe explain who you are first and explain or give background about the event that's happening today?
Hi, hello, my name is Romina. I'm a member of Solidarity Across Borders, and we're here because it's Mother Days, and we're here because we're having a campaign bringing Danielle home. Danielle is a teenager who was deported on October 16 last year, and her mom is still here in Turtle Island, the so-called Canada, without papers, and she's still struggling to bring her kid back here. And this is this event to support the family, to support Danielle, to bring him home, and to support the mother and all the mothers who are being separated from their families and their kids.
Yeah, just the same. Just good add that we are also here to try to rebuild our communities. Our communities, migrant communities, have been having a hard time. The state has been pushing us away, deporting people around, and so we are scared. Members of our community are scared, are beating down in some ways. So we are trying to rebuild our communities to fight back our right to stay here.
How long did it take you guys to plan this picnic today?
How long? Like, we started to planning like a month ago, and we have been receiving a lot of support from different beautiful communities, and that's what gives us a lot of hope in this campaign, but also in what Lolly was saying, building our communities, make ourselves strong.
Why do you think this picnic is important to have?
Just to remind, celebrate all the moms and the dads and all the families who have been separated for so long, and just to remind that we're still here and we're still living here in a very bad conditions, but we're resisting and we're also fighting back.
Are you guys holding any other events anytime?
Yes, definitely. We're having a march on the 31 of May, and it's a Sunday, and it's a march for Status for All, Papier pour toutes et tous, and it's also like to highlight migrant justice, and we hope to see you out there. It's gonna start at 2 at Metro Saint-Michel, and it's one of the most beautiful march that happens in Montreal.
Yeah, bring your banners, your family, your friends, and show solidarity with the immigrants who are having hard times in the current political context.
Okay. And what are some of the events that are happening today at the picnic?
Actually, we're having a self-volant, a kites workshop. We're doing a silk screen. We're selling food. We're fundraising today. So hopefully you can come here, enjoy yourself. If you don't have money, it's okay. We have solidarity tickets for people who cannot afford food, and we're making t-shirts, and we're having a great time. We're having a piñata, so bring your kids. Kids, bring your moms.
Plenty of food and fun and music, yes.
You're part of Solidarity Across Borders. Could you maybe explain that group in itself and how to get more involved with that group?
Definitely. Actually, we have four demands, which is regularize all the people, status for all, like not to double punishment, like we the people who have been criminalized and that also deported. We are against that, and we're building a solidarity city. So if you want to get involved with us, we definitely need you, and you can send an email to solidarityacrossborders at gmail.com.
solidarityacrossborders@gmail.com.
Yeah, thank you very much, and yes, give us a call, go to our website and get informed about migrant justice, and yeah, we need you. We're building communities and we're having nice things, picnics to celebrate things and march, but we're also supporting each other in our struggles, not every day, and supporting each other in our fight against borders and deportations.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for speaking with me. You guys were great.
Thank you.
And yeah, the picnic looks wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you.